My guest at this time is Joe Miller. You can find him at joemiller.us. He is the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. He's best known for being the 2010 Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Alaska. In that primary, he defeated Senator Lisa Murkowski, the incumbent, but she ultimately won a write-in campaign to keep her seat. He also ran against her as a Libertarian in 2016. Both in her 2010 and 2016 campaigns, Senator Murkowski vowed to repeal Obamacare, only to reject everything from straight repeal to repeal and replace, and ultimately the skinny repeal in the U.S. Senate. So why is Murkowski doing this, and how are Alaskans reacting to her votes over the past few weeks? And Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Well, in answer to your question, I would say, number one, she's a big government leftist. Anything that grows government, grows federal control, she's for. And Alaskans are infuriated by it. I mean, we put up a post on my Facebook, Joe Miller Alaska, the other day, that has just gone viral, that basically calls her out for what she's done. Because all Alaskans remember, you know, most Alaskans that have political contact remember what she did in 2010. She actually called me out, said I was a liar about her position on Obamacare, because we had a YouTube clip of her giving waffling statements on Obamacare. And we said, look, this gal really isn't for repeal. And so she doubled down and said, yes, I am for full repeal. And, of course, what did she do when push came to shove? She actually voted not to repeal even on the Skinny Act. And that is something that is infuriating to Alaskans. Absolutely infuriating. The problem is we have some serious issues up here with vote integrity. A lot of people believe that she's a permanent fixture. I don't believe that. I think that we can get enough numbers, just like Trump did on the national level, to overcome any of that. And I think that what she's done with voting against the skinny repeal is solidified opposition to her. So we'll wait and see what happens. I mean, 2022 is a long way off. But, you know, her reflection of corruption, Alaskans are sick of it.
As recently as less than 2 years ago, she voted for the straight repeal, which was offered as an amendment by Rand Paul this time around, and she voted against it. Was that vote entirely due to the fact that she knew that President Obama would veto it? Or do you think she's changed even in the past couple of years?
Not at all. I mean, she's consistently a big government leftist. I mean, that's what she is. When the vote actually counts, you know how she's going to vote. She knew at that point, of course, that Obama was going to veto it. So there was no cost to, if she has any principles, what we call her principles, those of expanding government. So that was entirely a consequence in our assessment of knowing where the outcome of that vote was going.
Let me play a little bit of audio for you. I'm sure you've heard this by now, but right after the vote early Friday morning, she was asked by the Daily Caller about her decision to vote against the skinny repeal, given everything she said, as you and I have just talked about, over the past 7 years. Here's the explanation she gave.
Senator Murkowski, you've been criticized for being very critical of the ACA and campaigning against it during your last election, and essentially there have been a lot of flashback pieces on it. Can you respond to the criticism of being previously against it and now voting essentially against the skinny repeal of it?
Why was voting no today?
Why is that exactly?
I am really very tired. And so you're asking for a very thoughtful response. And I actually appreciate your question. But rather than respond to each and every individual request with all of these cameras around me, I'm going to take a pass.
Going to take a pass. I'm too tired. What'd you make of that?
That is so typical Lisa Murkowski. I mean, that's what she does. I mean, you know, what do you do when you're confronted with a lie? I mean, you evade. You don't answer the question. And that's exactly what she's done there. I mean, she knows who she is. And she's motivated by not any principle of good government. She's motivated by principles that at least constitutional conservatives, libertarian-oriented people are against. And I think that finally probably it's woken up a segment of Alaska. Hopefully they'll remember it in 5 years, but we'll wait and see. But, you know, it's not just her. I think it's wrong to just focus entirely on Murkowski, although that's kind of my area of expertise since I ran against her. It's really the system of government in D.C. I mean, I speculate because, I met with McConnell. I met in his office. I saw what he did to me in 2010. Mitch McConnell is the reason that the United States has Lisa Murkowski. He and his colleagues orchestrated that event that occurred up in Alaska with Lisa Murkowski. to actually defeat us. And the fact is I think Mitch McConnell likes the ACA. I think it's all a scam when he says he's against it. And if you don't think he didn't count the votes before that vote, then you really don't know Mitch McConnell. This is a problem, an ingrained problem, with people out there that call themselves conservative Republicans or Republicans, and they have absolutely no principles that are connected with the party platform. And they're scamming the voters. In some cases, they scam the vote itself. And it's something that Americans need to, I really think they've got to push back and push back hard against. The Republican Party, of course, as it's going right now, and its opposition in many respects to President Trump, is headed for, I believe, I'm going to say annihilation, but the Republican Party needs to get its head screwed on straight. Leadership is where it starts. Right now, there is none. And I think if we had done the right thing on ACA, there's a real chance that it could have grown in the future. I don't see that now.
What were Alaskan voters, as far as you could tell, Joe, okay with? Was it straight repeal? Was it repeal and replace that lost even worse? Was it skinny repeal? Would they have been okay with any of those compared to what we have? What was your read of Alaska voters?
Alaskan voters, at least those that vote in Republican primaries or those that consider themselves conservative libertarian, are against it. And I think that is a majority of the state of Alaska. When you talk to people on the street, when you see their reaction on social media, it's all anecdotal, but I believe Alaskans are for a full repeal. Then they can start anew. And, you know, there are many things the federal government can do to improve health care. But certainly the unconstitutional effort that's been made through the ACA, which is really, I think, just a scheme to bring us to single payer, most Alaskans recognize that's not the correct approach to this at all.
Since she just won last November, she's obviously there till 2022. Do you get the sense that this will still be an issue then? I assume you plan to remind her, but it'll be 6 years post-hence, or at least 5 years after these votes by then.
Voters' memories are really short-term, but you know, the reality of it is if this continues to incur costs to the average American, as it already has, an increased health care cost, increased premiums, loss of benefits, then, of course, the memory's still going to be there. You know, the one thing that voters activate on significantly is what happens to their pocketbook. One of the other things I think it's important for your listeners to know is that Murkowski has never won the Senate race with a majority of votes. You know, this last race, where I ran as a Libertarian, I was asked on the eve of the vote, basically 7-8 weeks out, to run because the Libertarian nominee stepped down. You know, we came within 10 or 11 points of her and beat the Democratic nominee and also beat a well-funded independent. But the fact is that they always manipulate the system one way or another in order to bring the ultimate result, which is, of course, not what the voters will. It's regrettable, but that's where we're at. I think that she can be defeated. It's going to take a real grassroots effort in Alaska to clean up a lot of stuff in the state. Again, the establishment has controlled the state for a number of decades. Yeah, every once in a while we'll see a brief glimpse of sunshine. We had Governor Palin for a couple of years, but for the most part, that's not happened. It's time for a change, and maybe this is what's going to do it.
Well, given all the attention to John McCain's vote, it's interesting to take a closer look at one of the other Republicans who led to the defeat of the skinny repeal as well. Joe, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate being on. Have a great day.
You bet, sir. Joe Miller, you can find him at joemiller.us. He's the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, the 2010 Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Alaska, and the 2016 Libertarian nominee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.